Yeah. I think that's what gives it more of like the satisfaction when you've done a job so good, even if it's not necessarily one of the most biggest stunts or something like that. But whatever it is, if you manage to do it really well and you do a good job and like you get that, like the coordinator or director or whoever saying to you that was really good, then that's like...
best buzz ever.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Okay, welcome back to Cunning Stunts. This week we've got an interview with my good friend, the lovely Annabelle Wood. Annabelle started as a fashion student and has ended up as a stunt performer. Since qualifying, Annabelle has doubled many leading ladies and performed on some epic films, including Wonder Woman, Game of Thrones, Star Wars, and Bond. In her interview, Annabelle tells us about her journey to becoming a stunt performer, what she loves about being a performer, and some of the stunts she's performed. She also talks about career progression and her hopes for the future. Here's our interview with Annabelle. Hope you enjoy. So, thanks for joining us today. Do you mind just giving us your name and how long you've been in the stunt industry?
It's Annabelle Wood, and I've been in it for... it'll be 7 years in December.
7 years.
Yeah.
Cool. And how did you get into it, or how did you hear about it first?
I heard about it... when I first heard about it, I was about 19, and I was maintaining some of my gymnastics at a local club, and there was a friend that I made friends with there. He was training to do it then, so that's when I first heard about it.
That has it?
That was men's.
Men's, right.
Yeah. And but I didn't think it was like a proper thing, and I was too focused on going to uni to do like fashion design. So yeah, I kind of left it at that for several years.
Yeah. Did you have a background in any sports when you were growing up?
Gymnastics, swimming, some long jump, cross country running, stuff like that.
Cool. And what was your qualifications to get on the stunt register?
I did gymnastics, trampolining, high diving, swimming, scuba diving, and what did I miss out? Oh, kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
There we go, yeah.
And what took you from fashion design then back to stunts? What made you go, actually, I'd rather set myself on fire and jump off stuff?
I know, good question. When I got into it, I think through uni, I always kind of felt like I struggled a little bit with it all. And I didn't, like, looking back on it, I felt like I just didn't quite feel like it fitted in for me. And then when I finished uni, I got quite a good job in a handbag company, and I thought I wanted to be a fashion buyer, but then I realised that sitting in an office at a desk like for most of the time just wasn't me. And I'd already started kickboxing then, and I was like looking at getting my motorbike licence, and then yeah, it all kind of clicked into place. But it was just like, I still love fashion and stuff like that, but I just realised I've always been somebody that's more into like kind of challenging myself and doing crazy things.
Well, speaking of that, challenging yourself, can you talk about some of the stunts or some of the jobs where you felt challenged?
Yeah, there's one of the jobs I did, I had to do like a run and jump off of a cliff into the sea in Mallorca. Yeah. And it was probably around 60 feet high.
Yeah.
But when I got the call for it to double one of the actresses on it, that like the coordinator had said it'll be two takes, and it's like a run and jump. So in my head, And he wanted to check that I was, like, you know, happy to do that. And, yeah, I don't know, I felt really excited about it because it was the first biggest thing, really, that I'd done that I felt like I really had to challenge myself to do it. And I had to focus a lot on, like, just preparing myself mentally for it.
Yeah.
And just knowing that I could do it, and that was that.
What did you feel after you'd done the job? That did you feel that sense of achievement?
Fantastic.
That, yeah, that, you know, you really get the adrenaline. Yeah, great.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, and also because I got to do it two times. Yeah, it was interesting comparing. I actually think the first one was better, but yeah, it was just real sense of achievement and satisfaction and like. Yeah, it's a really, really good feeling, and the adrenaline and kicking in, and
yeah, nice.
Like, yeah, it was really good.
When you do something and you're like, I'm probably going to do multiple takes of this, and you do the first one, and you're like, that felt great. Do you allow yourself to feel like happy with it, or let the buzz of it hit you, or do you go, no, keep it down because you might have to go again? Like, how does it? How do you? Oh, I suppose as well is the question is like is it like immediate that you get the rush, or is it like on the way home you're like, yeah, that was great, or when is it that you feel that?
Well, for me, I think there's definitely a little bit of that adrenaline in it when I'm doing it, but I try to let it not take over too much because I like to try and stay focused in the moment of whatever I'm doing. And then, yeah, I guess most of the time I know we're probably going to have to do more than one take. But in my head, I'm always like, I want to do it in one take. Yeah, and then, you know, then I'll just have to see, because obviously sometimes some, like, shots, there's so much going on and it might not be me, but it might be other stuff. And so, yeah, I guess I always am prepared for that anyway. And so the real sense of, like, you know, I don't know, I think, like, yeah, of adrenaline and, like, oh, that was awesome, is probably afterwards, yeah, on my way home.
The drive home. And it feels the best drive ever.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that day was amazing. I love that day. And then, you know, that's when I feel like, oh, this is why I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you just mention some of the actresses that you've been fortunate to double? And on what, if that's all right?
Oh, yeah, I have to try and remember. Emily Blunt on Edge of Tomorrow and Into the Woods.
Yeah.
Sophie Turner on Game of Thrones.
Which is Sansa? Is that Sansa?
Sansa
Stark. Yeah.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich on Survivors.
The New Mummy.
Yes, I did do. I did. Yeah, I did a few weeks on The New Mummy, and I doubled Annabelle Wallace.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah. Yeah, and I doubled Annabelle Wallace on King Arthur as well.
Yeah, the new one, the Guy
Ritchie
one. Yes,
the new one, yeah.
Yeah.
Agnes Deans on Patient Zero.
Yeah.
Catherine Waterston on Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Trying to remember all of them. Vanessa Kirby on Jupiter Ascending.
So I'm just going to list a few of the stunts. Have you done a car knockdown yet?
No, I haven't done. Not a proper one, because I've only done the hit on
Isn't
the side.
Isn't it weird? Everyone's like, oh, no, I haven't been run over by a car. I'm really disappointed by that.
I am disappointed by that. Yeah, I've been called to do them, but I was busy on something else.
Stairfall?
No.
Fire job?
No.
No. Oh, it's all right. The day's young. We can set you on fire.
I know. The day is young. Annabelle, yeah, right. I'm ready for that, yeah.
Yep. Some wire work, high falls.
Yeah, wire work, high falls, yeah.
Any car stuff?
I did do a car crash, actually. That was on a Bollywood movie.
Oh, nice.
And I think it was called Kick.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah.
And what was that like? Deliberately crashing the car?
Oh, that was really awesome. It was really good.
Did you feel the rattle? I've had enough car crashes outside of work because I'm a terrible bloody driver, stupid driver, to know that it rattles you, doesn't it? You know, were you wearing a gum shield? Because I know you can break teeth with a car crash really easy.
I didn't wear a gum shield. It wasn't a really high speed crash. It was like, it was a bit more of a lower speed crash, and I was following another stunt driver, and there was a stunt guy, Rob Hunt, actually, driving this great big red London bus, and he swerves down and we kind of swerve and move out of the way, and the guy in front of me crashes into the sidecars, and then I crash into the back of him.
Right, okay.
So it was like a little pile up kind of.
Yeah, nice. So what are your aspirations? Where would you like to be in your career? Obviously, you want to be set on fire, you want to fall downstairs.
Yes, I would love to do some of that stuff.
But would you like to maybe coordinate in the future?
And do you think that's achievable for a young professional female now?
I definitely think it's achievable. I mean, seeing some of the really good, like Eunice and Jo McLaren, and I don't know, there's some really great, like, female stunt ladies that are coming up and or already in those positions, and they're doing such a good job. So that's really inspiring. Yeah. And I definitely think that, you know, yeah, I definitely think, like...
And do you have respect for all those girls that paved the way for you?
Yeah.
You know, when we was talking to Tina Maskell, when she got on, there were six women on the stunt register.
Oh, my gosh, that's six crazy.
Six women, yeah.
Wow.
And then now we're over 150, isn't there? Yeah.
Is there? Yeah. Of women? Yeah, wow, girls, that's crazy.
And can you, some other stunt performers that you admire as well? Someone, some of the girls that you've worked with?
Yeah. Like Maxine.
Yeah.
Maxine is like, that when I first started, she was probably one of the main people that I really admired. And Helen as well, Helen Bailey.
Helen Bailey.
Belinda.
Yeah.
Like, even though Belinda, like, she does loads of TV, but she still gets a bit of a mixture of film and stuff. And yeah, she's done some great stunts, like hardcore high falls and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, all these women I just think are amazing. And then once I started getting into the industry and working with them, yeah, I don't know, and working alongside of them kind of, yeah, made me feel proud to be working with them and getting to know them. And, yeah, it's been really awesome.
Did you work on Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
How was that as just like a... You know, because I assume normally, yeah, we've talked to a couple of other girls that were on it, and normally, you know, it's like two girls and a bunch of guys is the normal sort of core team setup. Was it nice? That's a very refreshing change of pace to not have that.
Yeah, it was quite refreshing. It was interesting dynamics because I've never worked with so many females on a film. But yeah, all the female stunt ladies were great. It was really nice to work with so many. And Kim as well. Like, yeah. She's another one.
So some of the what we've discussed, that some of the girls don't get the luxury of long trousers, long sleeves. You know, you find yourself in high heels and miniskirts doing some gnarly hits.
Yeah. Yeah, I found myself in like on Outlander, actually. I was doubling Catherine Bao. And one of the actors pushes me off a horse. And I had to do that in just like a little skimpy nightie, like really old fashioned, just like a little, and that was it.
And that's it. No pads, no hip pads,
no
back pads.
No, nothing.
Cool.
So.
And are you constantly improving yourself, finding new skills when you're not working? Do you find that that's an important part of your job?
I do, just because that's what I love. Like, I just love finding new things, or I don't know, or just challenging myself outside of work and finding stuff that I enjoy doing when I'm not working and making the most of my life, really.
Yeah.
So even if it's not for work, I just like doing stuff like, I don't know, motocross or jiu-jitsu, or I do a lot of yoga, which I just love doing because it's just great for me.
What is it about the stunt community as a whole that, like, because most people, the thing that I'm fascinated about is, like, most people, if they went to work and they did something where, like, their first day on the job their leg got broken or something happened, they'd be like, okay, I'm not gonna do that job anymore. Whereas you guys, like, as soon as I'm better, I'm gonna be back there. Like, what do you think, where does that come from for you, at least? I realize it's hard,
question. Well, when I look back, I think I've always been somebody that wants to push myself and is very determined to achieve something or whatever it is, or challenge myself. So I guess it's like another challenge. If something was to happen, I know that I'm going to make myself better or try and make myself better to the best that I can so that I can still make something out of, like, maybe a bad situation. Because I don't think there's any point in, like, not making the most of it, because then you're not going to get the most out of life.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think it's that just determination and focus on trying to...
That never
like
back
not giving
down.
Up. Yeah, yeah, not giving up. Like, I would always, like, if I'm committed to something, yeah, I won't give up on it.
It's funny, I think a common collective across all stunts is they're more afraid of doing a bad job than hurting themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of surreal, but I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do the best job you can and you want to be able to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what gives it more of, like the satisfaction when you've done a job so good, even if it's not necessarily one of the most biggest stunts or something like that, but whatever it is, if you manage to do it really well and you do a good job and like you get that, like the coordinator or director or whoever saying to you that was really good, then that's like
best buzz ever.
Yeah, that's...
And do you feel that you're empowered as a stuntwoman now? That you're in a sense of empowerment when you're on set and you all eyes are on you, they're rolling cameras on you, and you're about to go. Is that something that you really enjoy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Great. Why not?
Yeah, that's like my favourite part, I think. Yeah. Well, I like doing like if I get background stuff, like background stunt performing or whatever, that's always great too. But if I get to do something more kind of featured or main, I really like that. Yeah. I feel like it's pressure, but it's really good pressure, and I think that usually gets the most out of me.
Pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there we nice. Go. I like that.
Look at though. You, Mr. Bumper Sticker. Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Say you've got a little sister or a niece or whatever, and they wanted to get into stunt work. Would you encourage it?
Yeah, I think if it's something that I can see, it depends, because I think if you're that type of person and you're up for doing those types of crazy stuff and you're prepared to put your body through it and prepared to do, it might take half a day and so many takes of doing something and you're like committed to doing that, then yeah, I would encourage it.
And you say the same thing to all the young girls watching you, thinking that you're pretty cool. You'd say, yeah, go for it. It's the best job in the world.
Yeah, I would say go for it, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, if that's the type of stuff you like, you like being a bit crazy and throwing yourself about, or I don't know, climbing trees or driving cars or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's great because you get to do different things.
If you recognise you've got that crazy switch in your head,
yeah,
it might be a job for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
What about just the level of like community in the stunt world and like being a part of that? Do you think it's something because of like you all? Well, first of all, particularly in this country, you've all been through the register for a start, so you've all got that shared experience. But it is just like it's a pretty cool club to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really cool club to be in. Actually,
when you got on the book, did you realise that?
Yeah, definitely. It felt when I got on the book, it was like, just one of the best things ever, really. A real sense of achievement and to be joining, like, the register, because I don't think there's many other places in the world that have that kind of structure to it. I think Australia might have something.
Yeah.
But otherwise, to know that you've worked that hard to put yourself into, like, into that kind of...
And do you have any pre-stunt superstitions? Anything you say to yourself before you're about to have a job? I mean, I remember specifically going, right, okay, this goes wrong, so be it, but I've had a good run. You know what I mean? I remember saying that to myself many a time. Have you got any sort of thing like that that you digest?
No, I just don't even think about it. I just do it.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Put the blinkers on and go for it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just like,
So that's definitely one of the questions that everyone's got their own answer to. Everyone's got like it's one or the other. Either totally focus or just don't think about it. Were there any action movies or films in general that like promote an interest in film?
But all the Arnold movies, basically. Massive Arnold fan.
Put the cookie down. Get to the chopper.
He was like my era of growing up. So yeah, and then otherwise just lots of, like, Drop Dead Fred and Bottom and stuff like that.
Yeah. Bottom, great.
Bottom, how good was Bottom?
Great show.
Yeah, and I think they had some quite good stunts on it as well. And Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean, great stunts.
Mr. Bean had great stunts, yeah. So that kind of stuff, Arnold. And actually, I used to watch quite a lot of cowboy movies when I was a bit, like, really young, but I just can't remember what they were. But lots of cowboy movies. Oh, I do have I have a nickname, because I did Charity Fight Night last year. And my nickname is Arnie Bell, partly because obviously I love Arnold, and then that my name, it just synced in together. And it came from when I used to be at school and my PE teacher, I did this like kind of more hardcore PE class that none of the other girls would do. And it was only me and all the guys. So my PE teacher, I think he might have come up with it. Yeah. And he was like, okay, guys, and Arnie Bell. And so it's like from there. And then my family call me it as well. So
Nice.
We might have to stick that up onto your interview then.
Yeah.
Annabelle Arnie Bell.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Thanks so much. Yeah, really, cool. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was perfect.
Okay, listeners, that's the end of our interview with Annabelle. We'd like to thank her for joining us on this week's episode of Cunning Stunts. We'll be back next week. Until then, stay safe and take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.